Hey, what is up, you guys? I am Peaky Gaming. I'm going to be your host today. There's a lot of things going on in the media right now about things I do not know, so I'm going to be talking to you about a bunch of other things. We all like listening to music from time to time. It's something we do. But sometimes something plays that we don't want to hear. We can't control that. But I don't know how this sort of podcast works. Maybe you can comment. I don't know. But for my first podcast, I will just be introducing myself as Peaky Gaming. Obviously, I'm part of a channel, Peaky Gaming 153. I might be starting a new channel recently. Well, that makes no sense. I'll be starting a new channel soon. Me and my bro haven't figured out what the name's gonna be. So far, yeah. We all watch YouTube, don't we? Of course we do. We all have our favourite YouTubers. PewDiePie, DanTDM, Preston Pears, Markiplier, DanTDM, I've said twice. You name him, he'll be there. Like me, Peaky Gaming. But there are some dark things about our YouTubers which we don't know about. I'm here to uncover that. There are dark things in YouTube. No, there are just sad things in YouTube. Those of you who are subscribed to DanTDM, you will know DanTDM has recently lost one of his pugs, which he cares about. So it's very sad. Hey, he still got his wife, right? And his other two pugs. So at least he's got that. And his 16 million subscribers. YouTube is some people's lives. People don't realise that, but when you bully someone, it has an impact on their lives. Sometimes the only way to take care is YouTube. Or bullying back to someone else, obviously. You're not going to bully your bully. It's not like a Simpsons where the person being bullied just suddenly gets up, gets super strong and knocks the bullies out. Yeah, it's not going to be like that in real life, guys. It's not going to be like, if the teacher bullies you, tell your regular bully. No. Those things you have to get through on your own. This is just a random podcast right now. I took it up by accident, actually. I was trying to start maybe a radio station. Oh my god. I just hope that doesn't happen again. Firstly, what I'm going to be doing over the next couple podcasts is going to be reading my things, you know, like reading books, 10-minute shorts of reading books that you guys want me to read. I hope you guys do enjoy my podcast channel. This book that we'll be reading together. If I can find it, yep, got it. Ah! Sorry. Didn't mean that. Wasn't supposed to take my phone. Sorry. Sorry, you guys. It's 13 Reasons Why, a novel by Jerry Asher. If you've watched the Netflix series, that's okay. I don't care. If I remember correctly. No, never mind. I got it completely wrong. I thought Jay Astin was one of the characters in the Netflix series. But he's not. Isn't he like a producer or something? Yeah, he's a producer. Director, that's it. Let me read you an extract from the book. What page number? Let's do it from... Okay. I shake my head. A small printer clicks one out and up. Hello, darkness, my old friend. Okay, obviously not that one. I'll be back in a sec. Okay, I'm back. I'm going to be reading from the start of the book. It's, okay, I guess. Sir, she repeats, how soon do you want it to get there? I rub two fingers hard over my left eyebrow. The throbbing has become intense. It doesn't matter, I say. The clerk takes the package, the same shoebox that sat on my porch less than 24 hours ago, rewrapped in a brown paper bag, sealed with clear packing tape. Exactly as I had received it, but now addressed with a new name, the next name on Hannah Baker's list. Baker's Dozen, I mumbled, when I feel disgusted for even noticing it. Excuse me, I shake my head. How much is it? She places the box on a rubber pad, then punches a sequence on her keypad. I set my cup of gas station coffee on the counter and glance at the screen. I pull a few pills from my wallet, dig some coins out of my pocket. And place my money on the counter. I don't think the coffee's kicked in yet, she says. You missed a dollar. I hand over the extra dollar, then rub the sleep away from my eyes. The coffee's lukewarm when I take a sip, making it harder to gulp down. But I need to wake up somehow. Or maybe not. Maybe it's best to get through the day half asleep. Maybe that's the only way to get through today. It should arrive at this address tomorrow, she says. Maybe the day after tomorrow. Then she drops the box in her cart behind her. I should have waited till after school. I should have given Jenny one final day of peace. Though she doesn't deserve it. When she gets home tomorrow, or the next day, she'll find a package on her doorstep. Or if her mum or dad or someone else gets there first, maybe she'll find it on her bed. She'll be excited. I was excited. Package with no return address. Did they forget? Or was he intentional? Maybe from a secret admirer. Do you want a receipt? The clerk asks. I shake my head. A small printer clicks one out anyway. I watch her tear the slip across the serrated plastic and drop it into the wastebasket. There's only one post office in town. I wonder if the same clerk helped the other people on the list. Those who got this package before me, did they keep their receipts as sick souvenirs, tuck them in under their drawers, pin them up on corkboards even? I almost ask for my receipt back. I almost say, I'm sorry, can I have it after all, as a reminder? But if I wanted a reminder, I could have made copies of the tapes or saved the map. But I never want to hear those tapes again. though her voice will never leave my head, and the houses, the streets, and the high school will always be there to remind me. It's out of my control now. The package is on its way. I leave the post office without a receipt. Deep behind my left eyebrow, my head is still pounding. Every swallow tastes sour, and the closer I get to school, the closer I came to collapsing. I want to collapse. I want to fall on the sidewalk right there and drag myself into the ivy, because just beyond the ivy, the sidewalk curves, following the outside of school parking lot, cuts through the front lawn and into the main building. It leads through the front doors and turns into a hallway which meanders between a row of lockers and classrooms on both sides. Finally, entering the always open door to first period. At the front of the room, facing the students, will be the desk of Mr. Porter. He'll be the last to receive a package with no return address. And in the middle of the room, one desk to the left, will be the desk of Hannah Baker, empty. Guys, if you did enjoy that, make sure to tune in next week. Now I'll be doing 1 hour before school. Was it 1 hour after school? I can't remember without looking at the title page, but it'll still be from 13 Reasons Why, a novel by Jay Asher. Don't forget, if you like these sort of things, tell me so on my YouTube channel, PikaGaming153. And I'll see you all next week. Bye.